Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of the Press Start Podcast. I'm your host as always, Stuart Lang. That's Out After Dark 216 on Twitter. Alongside me as always, I have the grim fish himself, Liam Morrow. Liam, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm alright. Enjoying some old favourites and playing games that I probably shouldn't have brought because they suck.
Yeah, that is going to be the topic of today's podcast, is revisiting old games, old classics, and old games that suck. There's a few sort of few games we're going to touch upon today, but yeah, we're sort of looking at that in this week's show. So there's a bit of a gaming drought at the moment. We've spoken about this before on the show about how, you know, there's not really a great deal coming out at the moment. There's not really anything really massive coming out until around the same sort of time as the Xbox One X comes out, with, you know, the likes of the new Forza game, the new Shadow of War coming out, and a load of games that are going to be sort of, you know, made specifically for that, and like your PS4 Pro, not to let you Sony guys down there. Actually, speaking of Forza, the new games of gold, new games with gold for next month have been announced by Major Nelson. So yeah, Xbox One Gold subscribers are looking at getting Forza 5 for the first half of the month, and then Oxenfree, whatever that is.
Yeah, no idea.
for the second half, it looks like a kind of weird kind of adventure type game. Yes. So, there we go. You're also getting one of these stupid, like, add-on packs for Dead Rising, like that Case Zero, I think, you're getting for free. Pretty uninspiring. I think, like, Hydro Thunder or something, Battlefield 3 as well. It's fine. Something on Kotaku said, if you like moody teenagers having mysterious adventures, you'll be excited by Oxenfree. Not selling it to me there, guys. But yeah, definitely, if you've not played Forza 5, certainly worth having on your hard drive, just for the sheer number of cars in it. I reckon it'll keep me entertained until Forza 7 comes out, because I have actually pre-ordered my One X. I take it you're holding off on that one, Liam.
I keep sort of swinging in and out whether I should or shouldn't, and I'm waiting for something to really grab me and tell me, yes, you should pre-order this. I can't get myself to go with the upgrade at the moment.
I mean, one of the big reasons that I'm doing it is because of what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago with the stock issues that Nintendo are having with the Switch. I mean, I'm thinking that at this point in time, you know, it comes out, is it the start of November, I think it comes out. It was like 77 days from when I pre-ordered it. Anyway, when it comes out, you're probably looking at really limited stock for a good few months. You know, you're not going to be able to walk into a store as a sort of spur of the moment thing and go, I'm gonna buy one of these. You know, it's probably gonna be like 6, 7, 8 months. Like the Switch, you know, that came out in February. We're now almost in September, and places still aren't stocked with them. So that's kind of why I'm going for it. I know I'm going to at some point, and I know that I'm definitely gonna really want one when I can't get one. So stuff it. Why not? Treat myself. It's my Christmas to me. That's what I'm calling it.
I might wait for, I don't know, they might bundle it with another game. They usually do. So
yeah.
I might wait for that and maybe trade in my old one, sort of right on credit or whatever. But
yeah, I mean, that's what I'm intending on doing, selling my Slim. And doing that. I mean, I'm getting the Project Scorpio edition, like the sort of day one edition, not for any real reason. I mean, I'm not bothered about having that one or not, but, you know, it's
what is the, I don't even know what the difference is between them.
It's got writing on it.
Is that it?
Yeah, it says Project Scorpio Edition.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the difference.
No actual hardware upgrade or anything?
No, absolutely none whatsoever. It's basically, it's like Remember the Day One edition they did for the Xbox One. It's basically that. That's it. Nothing else I can say about it. But yeah, 4K gaming, all good. But yeah, back to point, not a lot coming out. So, you know, do you know what the next must-buy game that you're going to pick up is? Or have you not even considered that at this point?
Well, I have pre-ordered the new Assassin's Creed, which I always do every year. Yeah. And I've pre-ordered the Gods Edition. So,
okay.
Now, this is something else that's been bugging me a bit. Usually, when a new game comes out, they tend to be around the same price everywhere.
Yeah.
Usually, for your bog standard game, it's between 45 and 50, you know, give or take a few quid.
Yeah.
But for the Gods Edition, in game, it's, I think it's like 95 quid for the Gods Edition. But on Amazon, it was 85.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a good tenner's difference. Like, I'm wondering how they sort of structured that price.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is with game, I think they do the pre-order, like, price match thing that Amazon do as well, like... I remember with I think it was GTA 5 when that came out on the Xbox One. I think my pre-order price was like $52.99 for it, and then they ended up matching it to $44.99 to elsewhere. So maybe Game will do that, but also Game are kind of piratey when it comes to that kind of thing. So I wouldn't get your hopes up.
Yeah, no, I mean I've got a game reward card, but there's like nothing on there because I rarely go into game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find that their pricing is just, it seems to be all over the place. Sometimes you'll find a decent find. Sometimes it's something that's been out for years, but they still want like 30 quid for it secondhand.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, I did see as well that there's like something like an $800. Oops. I was trying to get the content on that. And Yes, sorry about that. I was trying to get the content of this because I did see that there was an $800 collector's edition. I was going to check the content of it, and then the website I was on decided to blare an advert down your ears, so do apologise for that. But yeah, it's got like a massive, like I'm talking massive, like 30-inch statue with it, as well as like lithographs, all that kind of thing. Like, that's insane. Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I think stick with your 85 quid. Rather than going all out on, you know, a few hundred quid.
Not worth that.
Yeah, a little bit thing. But either way, that's actually 2 months tomorrow that comes out. So for the next sort of like 8-9 weeks, there's not really anything exciting or new that you're picking up. You know, there might be a decent game with gold next month, there might be something else, but otherwise you're looking to your back catalogue. So, you did mention this last week when we were talking about what we grabbed when we were in Doncaster at the Games Fair and stuff like that, a couple of Xbox classics. So, I'll let you talk everyone through what you got, remind everyone of what you picked up, and thoughts on both.
Well, I got... the first one was The Elder Scrolls Morrowind, which, if you know Elder Scrolls, you know it's a pretty solid game. Good sort of first-person adventure, lots of magic and creatures and death and destruction, that sort of thing. But the second one is what intrigued me, which is Reservoir Dogs, which I didn't even know they made a game of that. Having played it, they probably shouldn't have anyway. It's, Jesus Christ, it's, even for a, like, movie adaption game, it's pretty, pretty terrible. It's, I don't know how best to describe it. It's like trying to show you what happened after the heist, but before the movie. If you're not familiar with the movie, it's basically they do a heist, and all the characters sort of have their own little story arcs. And yeah, like, they seem to be one driving mission, which in all the driving missions you get in the game, they're all the same. So yeah. I don't know why they bothered with that. And the other one is just going around shooting people, which is almost unplayable. It's so bad. Like, I can't even remember what the hell happened half the time. I got a couple of hours in and I was like, yeah, I'm never picking this up again, ever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was a quid. I gave it a go. Might have been a hidden gem, but no, it's not.
No. yeah, movie tie-ins are a very odd bag, to be sure. Like, it's I'm trying to think the last one I played that was actually really any good, and I mean I'm at a loss. I'm at a complete and utter loss. I would say I remember the PS2 Lord of the Rings games being pretty good. I mean that's one thing. I mean, you could also probably go back to, like, you know. No, can't think of any more. that was literally it. The Lord of the Rings games, I'm pretty sure Return of the King was pretty good fun for what it was. Other than that, no. I mean, I really can't think of a really good... Listeners, if you're sort of with us, if you can think of any really good movie tie-in games, please, you know, slap me about a bit for forgetting it, because right now there is nothing. Yeah. I'm trying to think of even good movies, and yeah, it's a shame. It is a shame, but yeah, all that kind of thing. Like, I remember there was a Sopranos game around the same time as the Reservoir Dogs one, that should have been, like, if they'd just done a proper GTA clone, it would have been all right. But it wasn't even. It was weird.
No.
Yeah. So that's
they did a Scarface game.
Yeah.
Which, again, if they'd just done that as, like, some sort of shooter, it would have been fine. But, it just sucked.
Oh, I've remembered the last good movie tie-in game that I played. The Godfather 2 on the Xbox 360 was actually really, really good fun. If you haven't played it, check it out. Really decent wee game, that, actually. Like, sort of GTA mixed with... like the sort of Mafia 3 mechanics, where you have to take over little areas of the city. Yeah, I had a lot of fun with that, actually. A lot of fun.
Yeah. See, I'm probably one of the few people in the whole world who's never seen The Godfather, so...
I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this, but I really don't like The Godfather movies. Just putting that out there. But yeah, I actually had a lot of fun with the game. So there's a decent tie-in. But yeah, what we did have two sort of Xbox classics that you'd gone back to. One of them is actually is a classic. It's a much better game. So yeah, remind us of what that one is.
Yeah, Morrowind.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, did you talk about that, didn't I?
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We went right back to Reservoir Dogs really quickly. Then, sorry.
Yeah, no, just saying. Like Morrowind, it's just, you know, pretty solid. You know what to expect from the Elder Scrolls.
Yeah. Do you know what I think it is? I must still be shaken by the advert blaring over the over my laptop. That's what I'm blaming that on. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if you could probably count this, but you know, I'm looking along my games and movies at the moment. I am going to say that Doom is a really good movie tie-in. There we go, up you if you like that one. Yeah, sorry, I do understand the fact that Doom was a game a long time before the terrible Rock movie. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad joke that. So yeah, obviously we are sitting in this kind of, you know, state of flux at the moment. I mean, I've gone back to playing the New Order, the first Wolfenstein sort of reboot title. I'm playing that again at the moment, just for sheer shits and giggles of it. Like, it's still a really good game. It still holds up, you know, a few years later. And yeah, it's really good fun. So I'm sort of chipping my way through that a little bit. I've picked up Overwatch. I'm actually waiting on that installing as we speak. So I'm going to dip my toe into that and see if I can get over my absolute hatred of online shooters. And yeah, I think, are you toying with the idea of joining me on it, or are you going to see how I get on first?
Yeah, I mean, I've been, you know, there's a couple of guys I work with who, you know, they're really into sort of online gaming and stuff, and they've been speaking to me about it, and it, I don't know, I think they're trying to win me over on it. I couldn't say whether it's working or not yet until I actually speak to someone who hates them like I do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean,
I think if it wins you over, I might give it a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I have played it a little bit. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I died 3 or 4 times in really quick succession. That's my problem with online shooters, is that I'm not very good at them, and I die a lot, and I don't like gaming when I die a lot. You know, I quite like feeling quite overpowered. You know, I don't play games on hard. You know, I like being able to just get through them and do things and not have to die. Like, Dark Souls is my worst nightmare. There's no way I could ever play Dark Souls. So, yeah, it just comes down to, like, probably just comes down to the first few games I have on it. So, again, if you're listening, if you play Overwatch, if you want to take me under your wing, Out After Dark 216 on Xbox Live, just send me a message and I'll make time to have a game with you, and you can sort of show me what I'm doing wrong. But yeah, one new release, I've mentioned this on the show before, one new release that sort of came out last week was Agents of Mayhem. It's probably the only really big title in August coming out for sort of all consoles, except the Switch, sorry people, but you know, it's not a real console yet. But yeah, Agents of Mayhem's by the same team behind Saints Row. It's set in the same universe. It's set in a futuristic version of the city of Seoul. It's weird. It's very weird. If you want to go into 411mania /games today, or when you listen to this, the review is on their reviews section if you want to read my full thoughts on it. It's a very, very odd little title. It's really good fun. It's really addictive. It's kind of, it's a lot of people are saying it's a little bit like a single player version of Overwatch, because it is a team hero shooter. You can switch out as much as you want between sort of three characters. It's very over the top. It's very tongue in cheek. There's a lot of things that it does to like break the fourth wall, that kind of thing. It's going to be really hard to see it breaking anyone's like game of the year list. I think there's already a little part of me that might be bored with it as well, after sort of playing it quite to death to get the review. There's a lot of very repetitive parts in it. Although, I actually said in the review that it suffers from Dragon's Age 2 syndrome. Where you go into these like layers of bad guys and they're really the same. Like, they're the same entirely. There's not even a different layout to them. And the only thing that I could think of that reminded me of that was in Dragon Age 2, where you think, I've been here before, but in a different part of the map. And it was just like the same room, like, flipped on its head. I'm still angry about that, you know that.
How long's it been now?
Oh, it's maybe nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's maybe 8 years, 6 years, 7. I don't know, but man, that's annoying. Like, I loved the first Dragon's Age. In fact, yeah, I want to talk about this. Fuck you, BioWare. Like, that's the worst sequel to a great game I think I can, I genuinely can think of.
Yeah, it's definitely up there in the top three.
I'm trying in absolute vain to think of any more. I kind of want to say Dishonored 2, but Like, it didn't really do anything wrong. It just didn't match up to how good the first one was. I can't think of a sequel that's ruined so much, like, good work. Awful.
It was a lazy sequel, really. It was very, very just stick you in one area that's got a few different little areas coming off of it, and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
however big the map was in Origins, the second one was like a 20th of the size.
Yeah, yeah. That's what put me off Inquisition as well. That's why I didn't bother playing Inquisition, because I just thought it sucked. Like, I played probably like 2 hours of Inquisition, and it just reminded me of how bad Dragon Age 2 was. I mean, the first Dragon Age, I played to death. Like, I played all the DLC. I think it was one of the first games I attempted to 100%. I think, yeah, it was that or Fallout 3 was the first game that I 100%ed. Like, I played so much. I played all the DLC. I absolutely loved it. I think I played it a couple of times, so I could definitely see all the different endings. And yeah, just horrendous. I don't know how I've even got onto this, but it's making me angry. Yes, Agents of Mayhem.
Let's step away from the anger.
Yes, yeah. So Agents of Mayhem, like I say, it's a good, fun game. It's probably not worth retail price for it, but I also think it's going to come right down pretty soon, because it's not online. Like, it's very confusing why it doesn't have any sort of online co-op, because it's, I've never seen a game scream out for it so much as this. Like, with a couple of mates in a party, a couple of beers and Agents of Mayhem, it would really be a blast. A little bit more destruction as well, a little bit more like Crackdown, and I think this game would be like my perfect video game. You know, it's not too challenging, but there's enough to keep you going. There's plenty of stuff to kill, plenty of stuff to find, plenty of stuff to shoot and blow up. Perfect. 10 out of 10 for me. That's exactly what I want in a video game. But alas, there's a few things missing. So yeah, 7 out of 10 for me. I think if it had come out at a slightly busier time of year, it would definitely fly under the radar. Which is a shame, because it's definitely shows promise as a new IP, actually, if you can separate it from Saints Row. And to be honest, with the exception of a couple of mentions of, like, Johnny Gat, there's not really a great deal of stuff in it about Saints Row. So, yeah, don't think there's a great deal to compare the two there. Like, they are chalk and cheese. They're not the same game, other than they're both open world. And there's a hell of a lot of purple involved. But yeah. So it's weekend now. We have Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather about to fight in this quote-unquote historic boxing match. But best thing about the weekend is time to game. So as I say, I'm waiting on Overwatch installing. Other than that, I'm going to chip a little bit at Wolfenstein The New Order. Unless, Liam, if you want a game of FIFA.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, that's great. So we will sign off. We're going to get a little game of FIFA under our belts before we have to do other things. But hope you've enjoyed the show. As I say, as always, check out our Twitter accounts, OutAfterDark216 for me, and at The Grim Fish for Liam. Anything you want to say before we sign off for the day, Liam?
No, except that don't give in to your curiosity. It never works out.
Take that however you want, everyone. Take that however you want. That's almost sinister. Almost a sinister ending. But yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Like I say, check out everything else on the Radulich and Broadcasting Network, all the music, movie, and wrestling reviews on there. And yeah, like I say, check out 411mania.com for I Am Back. Like say, Agents of Mayhem review, and then hopefully a weekly column coming soon to that. So, yeah, everyone, thanks for listening once again, and we will see you all in 7. Peace out.